Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Real Deal with Thomas and Ari, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything to do with movies. Be sure to follow us at StingerEHS on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm Thomas.
I'm Ari.
And it's time for our feature presentation. So, we have finally made it to June.
Yes, we have.
We're pretty much halfway through the year, I guess.
So, the year. The year of 2020.
Yes.
School, I have done everything. I think I'm done.
Really?
Yes, I did my Latin homework today.
What's the deal with next week? Do we actually have to do anything?
I don't know. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, I'm sure no one wants to hear more about school. So, today, since it is the first week of the month, we're going to look back on some of the new releases from last month, see how those turned out, and then look ahead to what's coming out this month. And then I guess the first week of July, we'll be doing this same thing, looking back on June.
Mm-hmm.
So, going back to May 12th was the release of Capone, which was directed by Josh Trank, I believe, who also directed the horribly received Fantastic Four from 2015.
Don't you mean Fan-Four-Stick?
Yes, Fan-Four-Stick. But leading up to this, he tweeted a lot about like how he had creative control this time and like no studio was getting in his way. So,
yeah.
I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen it.
But based on the reviews, it seems like it's really bad, but at least it's his movie.
And it's not as bad as Fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I would take really, really bad but unique over aggressively boring and mediocre any day.
I have actually never seen Fantastic either, but what I do know about it is that they included a scene of, I think, the Thing jumping out of a plane in the trailer that was not in the movie.
I remember that. I remember I was a little confused by that. I did see Fan-Four-Stick once when it came out in August of 2015. I think I probably liked it then because I was like, 11? So I would like any superhero movie, but it's not very good.
Yeah. I mean, at least this one, people like it a little bit better.
Yes, some people do like it. I heard that Tom Hardy, who plays like Scarface, Al Capone, except in the later years of his life, so like when he was dementia ridden and like having hallucinations, apparently he poops the bed in the movie, not once, but twice.
Yeah, I read that. I'm not sure what to think about that.
It definitely made me want to watch the movie more, but
I think it made me want to watch the movie less. I really do not want to see anybody pooping the bed.
I mean, I don't know. Sounds kind of interesting. But yeah, this one was one that it wasn't on any streaming service. It's like it's VOD for rental. I think it's like $10 right now if anybody wants to rent it. Seems a little strange. Next up, we've got one that we've talked about before.
Yes.
Or I guess you've talked about more. It's Scoob, released on May 15th. What do you got to say about this one?
I liked it. I was disappointed by it because it could have been something a lot different. And they really just went the route that, like, the major studio blockbuster route.
Yeah.
It's entertaining enough. It's definitely entertaining for kids. If you're over the age of 11, you probably won't get that much out of it unless you're watching it with a child.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you really like Scooby-Doo, like me.
Yes, like you.
The animation was eh.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
It was okay. That's basically what I have to say. It was okay.
So I guess, since we're looking back on it, you would say it did not meet your expectations?
No, it did not. But I still enjoyed it because I love Scooby.
Yeah, well, I probably won't. If it becomes available on some streaming service, I don't know if that'll happen in the next few years. But if it does, maybe I'll check it out. But right now,
I mean, it's only an hour and a half. It's a really quick watch. But yeah. It's okay.
I feel like it's one of the more expensive rentals. Isn't it one that's like
$15? Yeah, it was $20. $20? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not spending $20 for that.
Yeah.
Maybe if it becomes free. Anyway, moving on. The same week, May 15th, that Friday, released a lesser-known movie called The Vast of Night. I haven't read a lot about the plot, but I think it was some, Spielbergian kind of sci-fi thriller type thing with kids who are, into radios or something in the 50s.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it says. They discover, a frequency that somehow is the point of the plot. That's basically what the synopsis says.
Yeah, so I remember this one released at TIFF. That's where it premiered when we were there. And I remember hearing good things about it. It was an interesting little indie sci-fi throwback kind of movie. And it is available to watch for free on Amazon Prime, in case anyone is wondering. I still haven't checked it out, neither of you. But I think I might soon. I don't know. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But I think it's a quick watch as well, only 89 minutes.
Yep, 89 minutes.
Yeah, so I've been hearing good things. It seems like a fun little indie sci-fi movie. Might check it out.
And surprisingly, actually, the lead actress was also in Joe Bigos' VFW, which I have also yet to watch.
I forgot about that.
I really
do
want to watch it.
We still haven't watched that. Anyone who doesn't know, which one. Bigos is an indie horror filmmaker who's famous for Bliss. And what else has he made?
He's made some other kind of out there movies, The Almost Human and The Mind's Eye.
Yeah. So he's on the indie horror scene. And we discovered him at Tribeca in 2019, you could say. Discovered, I suppose, when we saw Bliss there. He's an interesting filmmaker.
Interesting guy.
Yes. When did VFW come out? A few months ago?
Yeah, I think so. He was working on it, I think, when we saw Bliss, which was
I think he said
April.
He was filming it.
He was working on VFW. It was almost in production.
Yeah, okay. So, we're kind of getting a little off track, but Joe Bigos, he's an interesting guy. Anyway.
Yeah, if you like grindhouse horror, Joe Bigos is your guy.
Very bloody, very raunchy kind of stuff. Anyway, back to May releases. The last one that we have to talk about for May released on May 22nd. It is a comedy starring Kumail Nanjiani and
Issa Rae.
Issa Rae, that's it.
Yes.
It's The Lovebirds. It's not a good movie. I watched it. You didn't, did you?
I did not watch it.
All right, yeah. It's on Netflix. It was originally going to have a theatrical release and a premiere at South by Southwest back in March, but obviously that did not work out.
Yeah.
So I believe it was Paramount. That's the production company, struck a deal with Netflix to have it released on Netflix, and I imagine it did well. I don't know. It's not very good. It's just kind of bland. It really takes the route you would expect it to.
Yeah, that's probably what I would expect of it.
Yeah, it was not necessarily the worst thing I've ever seen, but it's definitely one of the most forgetful, or not forgetful, what's the word?
Forgettable.
Forgettable, that's it. I can't speak. Forgettable movies that I've seen, which I think is worse than being awful, being forgettable.
Yeah.
You think you're gonna check it out?
Maybe. Who knows?
I mean, it is free on Netflix. Well, if you have That's Netflix, true. I should say. I'd say overall, May was a little disappointing. Nothing really stood out. It's just...
Yeah.
Which is expected.
Well, and it was also, worth noting that this was, the studios trying to figure out...
Yeah.
How to release movies.
They're definitely still figuring it out.
Yes.
So, they did their best. There were some interesting things, but overall a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, though, to this month, see what's coming up soon. On Friday, June 5th, actually today, released the film Shirley, which was directed by Josephine Decker. That's her name. And yes, this one premiered at Sundance to a lot of good reviews, a lot of buzz. And it was going to be at Tribeca, but obviously Tribeca Film Festival did not happen this year. I actually did watch this movie today, so I have things to say about it. It's a little all over the place. It's very abstract. It's a strange movie with a very strange plot. It has to do with Shirley Jackson, the famous writer who wrote the that one short story, The Lottery. I think we read that one in eighth grade, right? Or seventh grade?
Yeah.
I don't know, middle school.
Somewhere around that time.
Yeah. So I think one thing that I'm sure of with this movie is that Elizabeth Moss and Michael Stuhlbarg were both fantastic. They are two of my favorite actors working today. They're both very underrated, and I really love their performances.
Yeah, and Logan Lerman is also in it.
Yes, Percy Jackson himself. I don't think I even said it. It's available to watch on Hulu, if anybody has that. Because it was distributed by Neon, the film distribution company, and I think they have like a deal with Hulu.
Because they have
Parasite,
Portrait of a Lady on Fire on there. Yeah.
And then also, speaking of, another Sundance movie being distributed by Neon, releasing on Hulu, is Palm Springs on July 10th. That's the one with Andy Samberg.
Yes, but that is next month.
Yes, that is next month. That's a discussion for another time.
Yes, it is.
Now moving towards ones nobody has seen because they are not released yet is, this is a packed day. June 12th, next Friday.
It really is.
Holy crap. We have, first up, Da 5 Bloods, the new Spike Lee film. Or I guess Spike Lee.
I'm so excited for this.
Yes.
I'm so excited for this.
If I'm being honest, I think I've still only seen two Spike Lee movies. But from what I've seen, I really love them. Do the Right Thing is one of my favorite movies. And Black Klansman was one of my favorite movies of 2018. So I'm definitely very excited. What is the plot of this movie?
It's so these like fighters from Vietnam, they came back. And so they're going back to Vietnam to find their like squad leader who was left there. Like the body of him, I think.
And like some treasure or something, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so this movie, which was supposed to have a theatrical release, I feel like we can say that about like everything that we talk about, supposed to have a theatrical release, but not anymore. It's now releasing on Netflix. So I am definitely going to watch this as soon as it comes out. I've been very excited for this. And I have high hopes, I'd say, because I think even like the writers are the same from Black Klansman. Like, the whole crew is the same as Black Klansman, so they're kind of set up for success here.
Yeah, and Chadwick Boseman is in it.
Yes.
As well as Jonathan Majors from The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Yeah, he seems like a good actor. I like him.
He's a good actor.
Also,
and he was also in Gully, that movie that you really didn't like. Oh, no, that title.
I liked it. I liked it, yeah. Yes. Did that movie ever come out?
I don't know.
Huh. Maybe we'll be talking about that one soon. I don't know.
I mean, it had a bunch of, like, famous people in it. Like, Travis Scott was in it.
Yeah, and Terrence...
Amber Heard.
Terrence Howard? Right?
Terrence Howard.
The guy who played War Machine, but then was replaced by Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Interesting movie. Also on June 12th, this is a VOD release. You got to rent it or buy it. It's The King of Staten Island. This one was supposed to premiere at Tribeca, actually. It's directed by Judd Apatow, very famous.
And it has Pete Davidson as the main character. Which is very apt, as he is, I believe, from Staten Island.
Yeah, I think so. And this is,
and I think it's actually partially based on his life, because it's about his firefighter father.
I have to say that five times died fast.
When he was seven in 9/11.
Yeah.
And Pete Davidson's dad died in 9/11 as a firefighter. So I think it's sort of based on his life.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to this one. I'm disappointed we couldn't see it at Tribeca. But I've seen some of the trailers. I think it looks pretty good. And this, I think, might be the first one, as long as it's not too expensive, the first one of these movies that I'll actually rent. I still have not rented any of these new releases since the whole quarantine thing started. But I've been looking forward to this one, so maybe that'll happen.
And it's over 2 hours long, which is like the first one, I believe, that it's actually decently long.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of these it's 136 minutes.
Yeah, a lot of these are like 90 to 100 minutes long.
And apparently, Steve Buscemi and Machine Gun Kelly are both in this movie.
Oh, well, aren't Machine Gun Kelly and Pete Davidson good friends?
I have no idea.
I think they are, but then also...
The only thing I know about Machine Gun Kelly is that he got into, like, beef with Eminem.
Yeah, he's also in that horrible biopic about Motley Crue, The Dirt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
That was a bad movie.
That was pretty bad.
Anyway, yeah, King of Staten Island. I'm looking forward to this one.
I am too.
Next up, third movie releasing on June 12th is which is next Friday, is Artemis Fowl. This is a Disney movie based on the novel of the same name. It's going to release on Disney Plus, even though originally I think it was going to come out in theaters like last week or like ago.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is the only Disney movie right now that was supposed to come out in theaters and they just said, we'll just put it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's honestly probably a good call from them too, because I feel like I probably would have gone to see Mulan in theaters.
Yeah. I don't think I was going to go see this one. It doesn't really interest me very much. I think I read the book when I was in like third grade, but
I think I tried to read the book and then I never finished it.
Yeah.
I also might not have started on the first book.
Really?
Well, you know, like when they had the book fair, would advertise like the newest one.
So you just like jumped right in.
Well, yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah. So I think that's what happened.
I will say one thing that makes me kind of want to see this. Colin Farrell is in it. I'm a big Colin Farrell guy. I like him. He's funny.
Yeah. Speaking of
Colin Farrell,
it's directed by
Kenneth Branagh.
It's directed by Branagh, who did Thor.
Yeah, he's a very famous British like director and actor, right? I think he did.
He was in.
I think
a bunch
he did
movies.
That Murder on the Orient Express remake.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
that one
was a fine movie.
It was okay.
It was all right. Nothing special. I still haven't seen the first one, the one that came out in like the '70s.
I started watching it and never finished it, just because I think I went to do something else and never
Fair
finished
enough.
It.
So yeah, Artemis Fowl. I don't know if I'm going to check this one out. Honestly, I have Disney Plus, so I totally can, but it still doesn't interest me very much. If I do watch it, though, I guarantee you it would just be to see Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Anyway. Not really anything on the on June 19th, but jumping ahead to the last of this month, June 27th is finally the release of Guns Akimbo. I think this one premiered at festivals last year, in 2019 maybe?
Yeah.
And it stars Daniel Radcliffe, and it's some weird like video game, like gonzo action movie. Where he's got like guns nailed to his hands.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Yeah,
it doesn't look very good, and I've heard it's not very good. I've seen very bad reviews.
Yeah.
I remember they had screening scheduled for this at the Amaze Theater. Did those ever happen, or were those canceled because of coronavirus? I can't remember if they got those in before.
I don't think it happened.
Yeah, I think I remember they were planning on screening it, but quarantine happened too soon and they couldn't, which is kind of sad. I was thinking about going to see it, but yeah, it's a Daniel Radcliffe action movie with horrible reviews, and I think this one might just be I think it might actually be an Amazon Prime release. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because I think I saw it on a list of like streaming releases this month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really have much more to add for Guns Akimbo. But for June overall, I'd say this is looking maybe a pretty... Got a few interesting ones ahead. And Shirley, which I watched today, was good. So that's already a pretty good start.
Yeah. I'm mostly excited for The Five Bloods and King of Staten Island.
For sure. Those are the two that I'm definitely going to watch. And then the rest, I don't know, maybe I'll get to them. So yeah, this, it seems like this is kind of the environment we're in with movies right now. Just kind of like a few big releases on like stream, and then a bunch of very well-known indie movies finally releasing.
Yeah,
but it seems like that might change in July, which I think we've mentioned this every episode at this point, it seems like, but Tenet might be coming out in July. Tenet. So that should be interesting. I've heard, I think we talked about this last week, I've heard that movie theaters are planning to reopen this month. I mean, we did just move to yellow today, which is a good...
That is true. I forgot about that. Yeah,
it's a step in the right direction. It's looking up. And Shankweiler's Drive-In is open for business.
It is open.
Very exciting. What is even playing this weekend? I think it's Onward and The Call of the Wild. It's all like movies from before quarantine, I think. Because then next week, if I remember, it's The Invisible Man and The Hunt playing throughout the week.
Yes.
The Invisible Man was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I have not seen The Hunt.
No, I haven't either. But
Invisible Man was a very tense movie.
Very tense. One of my favorites of this year still, even though I only gave it like a three and a half stars out of five.
Well, not
that. Yeah, exactly. Just to show how little movies.
Well, you have like the January, February dump of all the movies that they didn't want, and then quarantine happened, so you really just ended up with those.
Except
movies.
It's always interesting how I feel like with the January, February dump, it's just like a bunch of crappy movies, and then one movie that just surprises everyone, or like one or two movies that surprise people. Yeah. I always find that interesting. So May, kind of subpar. June might be pretty good.
Yeah.
Got anything else to add?
I don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I guess that's all for today. And make sure to throw your popcorn away on the way out.